Six Nations elected council have approved the education and capacity building agreement between Imperial Oil and Six Nations Polytechnic. The agreement will provide funding to the Six Nations community to support education and employment opportunities. Since the inception of the agreement in 2002, the Six Nations community has received over $5 million that has been administered to initiatives that supports education, training, and employment opportunities. Rebecca Jameson, president and CEO of Six Nations Polytechnic, spoke on the history of the agreement between Six Nations Polytechnic and Imperial Oil.
So I'm here with the what's called the SEED Committee, the Science, Engineering, and Employment Development Committee. And our committee was developed way back in 2002 when Six Nations and Imperial Oil came to an agreement, and there was an agreement to provide funding to our community to support education and employment opportunities. So that agreement is renewed every 7 years. So we were asked by council to, the committee was asked by council to renegotiate the agreement and bring it back for consideration to council. And that's why we're here today. As I said, the agreement, first agreement was, we're actually 20 years ago now. So a little bit more than 20 years. So over those years, it's been actually over $5 million has come into the community that we have, this committee administers that money and makes sure it goes to initiatives that supports education, training, and employment opportunities.
Jameson detailed the agreement's budget, which will be broken down into equal amounts on a year-to-year basis for the seven-year agreement.
So the recommendation that's brought forward to council is that the council renew the agreement for another 7 years. The first year will be 2023. The amount will be $324,838, plus there's an escalator for CPI, which hasn't been published yet, so we don't know what that number is going to be, that, you know, but that'll be automatically added. And then subsequently, that same process, that same formula will continue for the next remaining 6 years of the agreement.
Jameson was asked by Six Nations elected council about the benefits of this agreement and whether or not increases were seen by Six Nations Polytechnic in terms of employment in engineering fields. Jameson said SNP has seen some increases in areas surrounding interest in engineering, as well as acknowledged the success of their STEAM Academy, which focuses on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math.
Generally speaking, I can speak from our experience with Six Nations Polytechnic. We now have the SNP STEAM Academy, which is focuses on science, technology, engineering, arts, and math. And that's one of the, I would say, it's attributed to that, to the funding that we've received, because we've done a lot of promotional work and education. We've run summer camps around science and technology. So I think that's one of the sort of natural outgrowths that have happened. We've had an increase in interest from students. At the post-secondary level, it's not really hitting a huge increase yet, but I know we do have more engineering students in post-secondary than we've had before. So that's our plan, is to try and keep them moving as long as they can get the required prerequisites to get into those programs.
Six Nations elected council approved the agreement, and Chief Mark Hill will sign the agreement between Six Nations Polytechnic and Imperial Oil.